Monday the 25th of May, base Sivon, Diane Hanoch Owen, Toishlito, Spiros Omer.
As you've been privileged to hear, Toishlito son, Tush, I've been asked to say a Dva Aloch, Minyon Ediyoma. So I've chosen a subject which is Minyon Ediyoma, Spiros Omer. We've still got 3 days to count, and we're still in Sfiras Omer. There are two mitzvahs in Sfiras Omer. Shivra Shavuos Tispaloch Meochel Chemesh Bakomo O Sfatim Lochem Mimochos HaShabbos Miyoma Abiyah Chemes Oima Tnufo Sheva Shabbosos Tmimois Tiyeno. There's a mitzvah Lemin Neshvur. There's a mitzvah to count the weeks. And there's also a mitzvah to count the days. Tisperu chamishim yoim. So the Gemara says mitzvah lemimne yoimer, mitzvah lemimne shvur. And the Gemara brings in Menachos, Gufa Oma Abaya, today there's a mitzvah lemimne yoimer and also lemimne shvur. What's the Chiddush? Although today the whole sphere is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, because it says in the Torah, "V'yoyim avir chemesoy ma'atnufo," and today we haven't got the oimer. So mina Torah, there should be no mitzvah of sphere. Nevertheless, mit rabbanan, there's a chiyuv to do sphere, and the chiyuv d'rabbanan is similar to the reiser mitzvah lemim neyoyimah. Mitzvah lemim neshuah. Then the Gemara says, Ameima, there was an Amoira called Ameima, Mona Yoima, Veloi Mona Shvur. He only counted the days. When it came to 7, 14, 21, 28, he didn't count the weeks, he just counted the days. Why? He said, Oma, Zecha Lemigdashu. The whole purpose of counting today is of Nishmina Torah, it's only with a Rabbonon, Zeichel Migdash, in order to remember what was the Chiyuv Bizman, Shabbos HaMigdash HaKayim. Hence, he said it's sufficient just to count the days. He agrees, Bizman, Shabbos HaMigdash HaKayim, there were two mitzvahs. There was a mitzvah of Yomim and Shvur. Today, as it's only Zeichel Migdash with Yomer alone. So according to him, when it came to 7, you said, Ayom Shiva Yomim Loimer. That's all. You don't say Shem Shvur Echad. This is the Gemara. State in Tosfos that everybody agrees that Sfira Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbonan Zeichel Migdash. So Tosfos Nira, the Vesopik HaShecho. When it comes to Ben Ashmoshes, now you all know, Svir has to be at night time. When it's Ben Ashmoshes, that means it's a Sofak Yom, Sofak Lilo. Can you do Svir then? So Tosfos, Nira, the Vesopik HaShecho Yochel Oborech. You can make the Svir even Sofak HaShecho. You don't have to wait till night. Ben Ashmoshes, you can already say, Ben Ashmoshes, after Skia, you could already say the Svira, and you can make a Brocha. Vein Soch Lamtin Achiye Vada Lailo. You don't have to wait till it's properly night. Why? The given, says Tosfos, as the whole Chiv of Svira today is only the Rabbonon, Zechel Migdash, and Sveika the Rabbonon, Lekula, hence you can say Svira in Ben Hashmoshes, and you can also say a bracha. And in actual fact, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there is a shitter who says that there were certain killers where people didn't wait till night, that when it came to Ben Hashmoshes, they used to say Svira with a bracha, with a bracha. Why? How can you say bracha? Because Sofet Rabbanu Lekula, it's only a drabon, it's nishkan daraisa, so a drabon lekula, hence you can make a book. There is a svasemis on Menachos who asks a very obvious, powerful kasha. Sofak drabon lekula means that where you have a sofak and it's drabon, if you've done something, it's a question of repeating it again. You don't have to repeat. Don't have to repeat. But how can you make a bracha? You don't know whether it's night. A bracha, if saying it's not night, it's still day. It's a bracha levatola. A bracha levatola is a isa da reisa. So we can understand that a person who did svira ben hasmorches doesn't have to count again. So but rabbanu lekula. But how can you make a bracha? A bracha da chashayli na da reisa. We would understand if it says in Tosfos you can say svira and you'll be yotze with the svira, and you don't have to repeat again at night time. So but rabbanu lekula. But to be able to say a bracha, that means you're sure it's night. It's not night. Maybe it stays still. And they put a bracha levatola. The chashayli na da reisa. How can Tosfos say yochel levoga? The Svasemis wants to say on this Tosfos lav dapka. Tos didn't mean bracha. Tos meant svira. Aber in Tosfos steht yochel levoga. And also steht in Shulchan Aruch as well. That the shittas who say that I remember when we were in Sunderland, that the late Sunderland, the Rav Abadzich Tzadik Lebrocha, after Shvir, used to make a brocha. Gemacht a brocha. Wasn't definitely night, Sofik night, but a Rishtet in Tosfos. And here, I'd like to give a teretz on this kasha. And now, let me tell you another kasha. There is a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. A Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's a reason. Rabbeinu Yeruchim asks a kasha. You know, we have tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. How many brachas do you say? Two brachas. One on yad, one on rosh. Fragt Rabbeinu Yeruchim, why don't you make two brachas on sfira? One bracha, tisbul chamishim yoim, and another bracha on shvuas, shiva shavua is tisbulach. As I print their kasha. So that's one kasha. Then he asks another kasha. If there's a mitzvah to count weeks and to count days, so when you count days you say, Hayoim Shiva Yomim Loim. Fine. How do you count a week? Hayoim Shvua Echot. You don't say that. I don't think if we say when it gets to 35, and you have 5 weeks, Hayoim Chamisho Shvuos. You know what we say? Hayoim Shiva Yomim Loim. Shem Shavua Echot. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim said that's not counting the weeks. That's a mathematical cheshbon. 7 days make a week, but that's not called Moinim Shavuos. That's not called Moinim Shavuos. If there's a mitzvah to count Shavuos, there should be a counting of the Shavuos. 14, 21, and say today is 2 weeks, today is 3 weeks, today is 4 weeks. We say Shehem. So everybody knows that 14 is 2 sevens, makes two weeks. But that's not called counting the weeks. As they bring Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Zot Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I tell you what Rabbeinu. Zot Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I say. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, and there was a mitzvah of Omer, then mitzvah of Shavuos, and mitzvah of Yomim Ador Isa. And there are two mitzvahs, and maybe you could say two brachas on both of them. And if you said the svira, you'd have to count Hayom Shiva Yomim, Hayom Shua Echot, Bisman Shiva Samigdash Hayakai. So for today, the Beis Hamikdash is not standing, and therefore there's no Omer. So Tazay, if you look carefully in the Torah, you'll find that the mitzvah of svira is dependent on the Omer, only the Shavuos. Shiva Shavua is Tisbalach, Mehechel Chem is Bakomo. That's the Omer. Usfatim Lachem Mimachas HaShabbos, Miyoyim Aviyachem is Omer Atnupo, Sheva Shavuos is Tri. Shavuos is dependent on the Omer. Yomim, Tisbul Chamishim Yoyim, didn't say it. It didn't say it with the Omer. So Zot Rabbeinu Yeruchim Azeh. Bizman Azeh, he says, there's no Omer. The mitzvah of Yomim is the Reiser. Is the Chiyuv the Reiser. Because Yomim are not Toiler on the Omer. Shavuos bizman hazeh is only at the Rabbanan. Why? Because Zecha l'Mikdash. So he said like this. Because it's only Zecha l'Mikdash, the Gemara says the following. Ameima mona yoma. He counted the days. Hayom shiva yomim. And then he said, b'loy mona shuas. He didn't count hayom shiva shuachot. He just said, shehem shuachot. Because shehem shuachot is not called moinim. Why did he do that? Because Zeichel Amigdus. Because Shavuos is only at the Rabbanon. Zeichel Amigdus. Zeichel Amigdus is enough to say Shehem Shavua Echad. Zogtazeh. So why don't you make two brachas? Zogtazeh. Bizman Shavuos Amigdus Shal Kam Yotakam E two brachas. But on Shavuos, which is only Zeichel Amigdus, you don't make a bracha. Why didn't you make a bracha? Because Zeichel Amigdus, you don't make a bracha. Anything which is Zeichel HaMikdash, you don't make a bracha. So that bring your raya. You know, when we sit down to say that we say, Kein Zeichel HaMikdash Kehilo, Kein Osa Hill, this man should be HaMikdash HaKayim. Do you make a bracha on Koyrach?
No.
Why don't you make a bracha on Koyrach? Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Shol Mitzvot Zvon HaMitzvot Koyrach. It's a mitzvah of Rabbon, huh? Zeichel HaMikdash. So you should make a bracha. Nay, on Zeichel HaMikdash you don't make a bracha. So then on Haraya. Arova. Hashanah Rabba, we take the Arovas. It's a mitzvah of Rabbonon. Why? Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash. Why don't you make a bracha on Hashanah? You make a bracha on the Lulav. So why don't you make a bracha on Hashanah? Zeichel HaMikdash. So he said like this. Today, first of all, when the Gemara says, well, I'm on a Shavuos, it didn't mean that he didn't mention Shavuos. He mentioned it, he didn't count Shavuos. He didn't say, Hayom Shavuos Echad. He just said, Shehem Shavuos Echad. But to say a bracha on Shavuos, Tanya Ter, you can't, Zeich Lamidus. So you only make one bracha. And that's a bracha for Yomim, because that's the Raisa. This is the shitta of Rabbeinu Yerucham. A new shitta in the Gemara. So there's Panon, a sefer for a godl be Yisrael. Rabbi Yerucham Perla wrote a sefer. Priska Rav, Rab Chaim, when a Talmud of Rabbi Yerucham Perla came in, he used to stand up for Gwen Azar Odom Godl. So Rabbi Yerucham Perla fraked Akasha on Rabbeinu Yerucham. And he says, Zeichel HaMikdash, you don't make a bracha. The Mishnah says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, they used to shake lulav in the Beis HaMikdash Shiva Yomim. After Chum Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah of Shiva Yomim because there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's only one day. Like Gvulin, like Yerushalayim, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zeichel HaMikdash, that we have to shake lulav, the other meaning, Shiva Yomim. It's a Mishnah. Now tell me, do you make a bracha on the lulav? Every day you make a bracha on the lulav. So how can Rabbeinu Yerucham say that on Shavuos you don't make a bracha because it's Zeichel HaMikdash? Aber lulav you do make Zeichel HaMikdash. And therefore, break zot ter tzor hi in God. I'd like to give you a teretz on this, and by saying, ich halt steht am apurish ha-tosus. And let's go, first of all, into the halacha. Where's the halacha that you have to do something Zeichel HaMikdash? And I'll read out to you a Gemara. So a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah asks the Kasha, min olon the avdinan Zeichel HaMikdash. On the Mishnah where it says that lulav, you have to shake the lulav shiva yomim Zeichel HaMikdash, so the Gemara, min olon the avdinan Zeichel HaMikdash, omar Rabbi Yochanan. So look the Gemara, omar Rabbi Yochanan, the omar kol, ki ele aruch olach, the Ribbon Shem said, I'll bring you a repur, umi makusayi chepoich, and from your makus chepoich, I'll heal you. No Hashem, ki nidocha korulach, because you have been called, Yerushalayim has been called cast away, Nidoch. Zion he, of it, Zion. There's nobody who's searching and looking forward to come back to Zion. Michlau, zog the Gemara, the boy at Risha. From this pasuk you see that Yirmiyahu HaNavi criticized Klal Yisrael. There's no one who wants to go back today to show Zion Doiresh. We do things Zechel HaMikdash. We do things Zechel to remind us what was in the Beis HaMikdash, showing our longing to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now the Briska Rav geklärt HaShayla. So the Gemara says, you have to shake Lulav 7 days, Zechel HaMikdash, because that pasuk. Or then klärt HaShayla, I say. Bisman Shereis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah Baba meaning. Great. Bisman HaZeh, you can say the Rabbonon extended that mitzvah, not only Bisman Shereis HaMikdash, into Bisman HaZeh. Why? Because Zechel HaMikdash, therefore they extended the mitzvah. So when we shake Lulav, it's a mitzvah Abba Minim Bid Rabbonon. Or you could say no. It emes harayin Abba Minim is only Bisman Shereis HaMikdash Hoyikai. Today, what we do today is not the mitzvah of Abba Minim. It's a new mitzvah of Zion Doirish Hula. Because there's a mitzvah to be Doirish Zion. How are you Doirish Zion? To do an act which you did with Mancheve Samigdish, you do this act today. Of a Zenit Knaba Minim Dikadin. It's halacha from Zion Doirish. You may ask me, where's the Napkamina? Chazunga say. And I think here is the answer to our question. Correct. There are different type of mitzvahs of Zechel HaMikdash. Let's take a lulav. A lulav is exactly the same Abba Minim that you took Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Hoikayim. A lulav, an esru, the hadasim, a rovas, exactly the same. The chefts of the mitzvah is the same. Then the Rabbonin can say, Zechel HaMikdash, we extend the mitzvah of lulav, not Bisman Shereis HaMikdash, even in today as well. Let's now take Lebosho Koirach. Koirach. Zeichel HaMikdash Kilo. What was Koirach Bisman Shereis HaMikdash HaYikai? Amatzo Yisum Aroi Reim Yechlu. What? The Korban Pesach. Took the Korban Pesach with a matzah and the Aroi and you ate together. Today there's no Korban Pesach. So what do? You take a matzah and a morah. Does it the chetzah from the mitzvah? That's not the chetzah of the mitzvah. So it's not the chetzah of the mitzvah. You can't say chazalom gezot. We extend the mitzvah of our matzah morim yochlu into today. So I'm the chetzah. So what is it? Siyoin doyrish. There it's siyoin doyrish. Let's take Hoshana. What's in the name of his matzah? It's HaMikdash HaKai. There was a Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and they took the Arovas, and they encircled the Mizbeach. Somebody will go into a shul and go round the bima, dosi the mitzvah, dosi nishti chepzah in the mitzvah. That's not the chepzah of the mitzvah, the chepzah of the mitzvah go round the Mizbeach. So Avela, the mitzvah of Arova is not an extension of what it was, and it's a new mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash. See you in Deutsch. Das ist hier in Deutsch. Rabbeinu Yerucham, halt das ey. A brocha you can only make if it's a chefz of a mitzvah like dolad minim. Then you can make a brocha. Mit Rabbonon, it's a mitzvah, no, a mitzvah de Rabbonon, you also make a brocha. Chanak is a mitzvah de Rabbonon, man macht a brocha. Lulav, if the mitzvah is Abba Minim, an extension of Abba Minim mit Rabbon Abba, do you make a bracha? Of anything which is not an extension, it's merely a new chetza of Tzion Deirish, of the Machmanish Kebracha. And now I'm going to tell you why. Sfira Soima, you could say Sfira Soima, it's an extension of the mitzvah of Bisman Shereis HaMikdash. I say no. The mitzvah of Sfira is not to count from Nisan to Sivan. The dates in between. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count the days between the Omer and Kabbalah's HaTorah. Dosi di chefza from the mitzvah. the chepts of the mitzvah is to count days between the Omer and Kabbalah Satoira. If there's no Omer because there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the chepts of the mitzvah nishdor. So what are you doing? You can't say it's an extension of the mitzvah min HaTorah. Why? The mitzvah min HaTorah is counting from the Omer. There's no Omer. So Bakocho, the whole mitzvah of Svira, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim of Shavuos, is only Tzion Deirish. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim, you don't make a broch. On Tzion Deirish, Machman is kein broch. Now you may think, Sachidish, Blarazogen, it's Atosus. There's Atosus in Megillah, in Masech to Megillah. Now read out the Atosus. Atosus, break that kasha. It says there that when the first night of Svira, Mitzvah Lebarech, Yimne Mitzvah Lebarech. As I said, Ba'acha Shebirech ala Svira. After he's finished the Svira, the Atosus. Oimer, Yerotzen, Shiyibone, Beis HaMikdash, Mimeira, Biomeinu. Ma Shein came Balulav. Trinkt euch an Kasha. Aber Balulav, when you shake Lulav, Zechel, Amikdash, you don't say Yerotzen. Yerotzen, Shiyibone, Beis HaMikdash. Trach, Zechel, Amikdash. So, das ist, bei einer Tame. The reason is, Lefi Shein, Eila, Askora, Atele, Bini, Beis HaMikdash, Sphira, the whole Yisod, the essence of Svira, is Haskora Lebini Beis HaMikdash. Avol Lulav Yesh Asiyo. What's that in Tosfos? Tosfos, they're both Zeichel HaMikdash. The Tosfos has a. If the Zeichel HaMikdash is an extension, then it becomes a mitzvah of Dalet Minim. That one is on Shibori Beis HaMikdash, a mitzvah of Rabbonon, like Hanukkah. Or they like any mitzvah rabbana, that is on Shibori Beis HaMikdash. But where the whole essence of the mitzvah is, Zeicha Tzion Deirish Ulo, that it's a Zeicha Lebinim Beis HaMikdash, there you have to say Shibori Beis HaMikdash. Shibori, does state in Tosfos. If that is so, I'd like to go a little bit further. This is the Chiddush. So I'd like now to go back, and perhaps with this Pampanocha Kasha, you know the Rishonim ask a Kasha, why on Svira don't you make a Shachiyonu? So Mitzvah Bob Mizman Luzman, so at least the first Svira, let's say Shachiyonu Vikimon, the Balamor break the Kasha. The Balamor asks this Kasha, why don't you make a Brocha on Svira? So the Balamor himself doesn't bring it, but the Ran brings the Balamor, and the Ran says that all mitzvahs you make a Shachiyonu, because Bom Isman is man. So the Svira Soima, Ein Boi Zecha L'Shumano. You don't do it for the Simcha, it's not a Yom Simcha like Lulav. Ele La'agmas Nefesh L'Chubm Beis Mavoyenu. The Ran says, you don't say on something which reminds you of Chubm Beis HaMikdash, that you, because you do it Zeichel HaMikdash, how can you say Shachiyonu V'Kimonu? Ilch V'Kasha, on Lulav you do say Shachiyonu. You may say, oh, first day, no. If the first day is Shabbos, and the second day is Sunday, you say Shachiyonu on Sunday. Now on Sunday it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. The first day is Min HaTorah. Is Min HaTorah. So Avada darf man sagen. Over the second day when it was Shabbos, to Zeichel HaMikdash. So how do you say Shachiyonu? Zeichel HaMikdash. The Tosfos has a Lulav is an extension of the Doraisa, so it's a mitzvah of a mina mit Rabbonon. Avada darf man sagen a Shachiyonu, alle mitzvah Rabbonon. Like you do on Chanukah, Megillah, you say Shachiyonu, it's Rabbonon. Over Svira Soima, where the whole essence of the mitzvah is Tzion Deirish Ein Lo, and there's a chiyuv of Tzion Deirish, so the whole purpose is to remember the Beis HaMikdash. This is a matter of Daiga, and therefore you can't say Shachiyonu. This is the chilik between the two. Let me now tell you a chiddush. Yes, well, for him, from the Kasha of the Sfasemis, I'm going to tell you here a big chiddush. If you agree that in Svichus or Oma, like Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the mitzvah of Sfira is Zion Deirish. It's not an extension of the mitzvah of Sfira min HaTorah. It's not an extension. It's a new mitzvah. Why? Because the chetz of the mitzvah of Sfira is counting between the Omer and Shavuos. There's no Omer. So what are you counting? Stam in the belt, all right? No, it's a chiddush of Zion Deirish. That mitzvah is a new chetz of a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sfira min HaTorah, but it needs Laila. You have to have Laila? If it's not Laila, isn't it? Sheva Shavuos Tamimo, it starts at Laila. This new mitzvah of Tzion Teirish, Chazalom Gazot, the Zman of the mitzvah, is Ben Hashmoshes. Because as it's only at Rabbonon, the Rabbonon gave a Zman to this mitzvah. This new mitzvah of Tzion Teirish, and the Zman of this mitzvah is Ben Hashmoshes. So Teisvah, you can make a bracha. Because Teis Haltnish, we have been Yeruchan that on Zechel Migdish, you can't make a bracha. Teis Haltan Zechel Migdish, you can also make a bracha. But Teis Chiddush is that on this type of mitzvah, of Tzion Deirish, which is a new chept of mitzvah, there's no din lailo. The din is Ben Hashmoshes is the Zman. And I have a chavaraya from Habafush and Gemorah. And I'll tell you a Gemorah. Zman HaGemorah in Shabbos. Gemorah in Shabbos. I think you all know that if somebody wants to put down an Erev, whether it's Erev Tchumim, Eruv Tchuma, or Eruv Chatzeres, it's got to be down before night. It's got to be down before night. You have to put it down in the day, and it has to be there till night. So the Gemorah said there were two people. Both put down an Erev. They put down an Erev. One of them put down an Erev, as it did Gemorah, yeah, one of them put down the Erev Friday afternoon, yeah, and the other one put it down after Shkia. After Shkia, now Erev is Rabbanan. So one put it down Friday afternoon, and the other one put it down after Shkia. After Shkia is the stopping night. So the one who put it down Friday afternoon, when it came to Ben Hashmoshes, a dog came and ate it up. Now, if Ben Hashmoshes is still Yoim, so he hasn't got an Erev, because the Erev wasn't there at night time. The other one put it down Ben Hashmoshes, maybe it's already night, it's too late, and he left it there, and at night time it was eaten up. All right. So each one has got a Suffolk. The first one's got a Suffolk, whether his Erev was still there at night time, because it was eaten up Ben Hashmoshes, maybe it's late. The second one had a Suffolk, maybe he put it down already too late, it's night, it has to be day. So the second one needs Ben Hashmoshes to be night, the first one needs Ben Hashmoshes to be day. Alright. Kumala Shaila, the Tzayidin Kumul Tzachov, they came to Nambayra, and they asked him, Rebbe, is our Erev kosher? So the Divis kosher and Divis kosher, both. So how can it be we're both kosher? Either it's night, or it's day. As I pray the Gemara pray the Akasha. The Ben Hashmoshes Laila Kama Likna Basra Likna. If the other way it should be forget, and for the Gemara. Ben Hashmoshes Sveika. Usveika the Rabbana and the Kula. What's state in Gemara? That as Erev is only a mitzvah the Rabbana, the Zman of Anochas Erev is not Laila. Or Yoim. The Zman is Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes, the Zman, that's the Zman. So both are Yoitza. I'll tell you a Chiddush though. A Yid would say Sfira, Ben Hashmoshes, according to Tosfos, he'll be Yoitza. But he'll be Yoitza, not only for today, but he'll be Yoitza for tomorrow as well. Lamashu. A Yid Vetzogun, according to Tosfos, a Yid Vetzogun Sfira, Lamashu Mehal, by today's 36, yeah? Yeah, 46. Sorry, and at Kumar Heimbar Ben Hashmoshes, he hasn't yet said Sfira. He hasn't yet said Sfira 46. He wants to say Ben Hashmoshes. He can say Ben Hashmoshes. What? Ben Hashmoshes is Sofet Rabbanan Kenazung. Oh, but he can say Ben Hashmoshes also for tomorrow as well. Kenazung. Because the Zman of Sfira is Ben Hashmoshes, not Laila. What's the Rabbanan? Maybe this does have a lot of no fan from the Swiss and the Scotia. But before I leave, I as we mount by by Shuas, let me just tell you one bottom with this, I'll finish. Chazal say, it's the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara said in Pesachim, you know, on Shabbos and Yontov, we say the Pesuk Zimmer, Mezung, the Hoidu, Lashem, Kitoib, Kilanum, Chazdo, the Halilah Godel. This is called the Halilah Godel. Halilah Godel. So the Gemara said, if you've said Halilah Godel in the Pesuk Zimmer, what do you say Halil for later? Yontov, the Mezung, Halil, what are you going to say Halil? You've already said. So the Gemara says, because in Halil, in the Hallel are five essential points of our faith. The Yesodos of our Emunah are in the Hallel. Say Yisroel Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalas HaTorah. Where is Kabbalas HaTorah in the Hallel? Where is it? Zug the Gemara, Hehorim Rodu Keilim. You know, Chazal say, when the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'm going to give you the Torah on a mountain, so all the mountains of the world, wherever they were, they suddenly came to Eretz Yisrael. Two mountains especially, Har Carmel and Har Tabor. Har Tabor. They all came, and they wanted the privilege that they should be able to be the mountain upon which Kabbalah's HaTorah will be there. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, see, all of you are very nice and nice, high mountains of Yichtapov Manivus, Sinai, and gave it Sinai. And the Gemara says, these are the three principles, and other two, Hevel Shemoshiach, and Trius HaMesim, Eshalech Lipnei Hashem, Ba'at Sachaim, Trius HaMesim, and Hevel Shemoshiach, Loilonu, Veloilonu, that's referring to the period before Mashiach. These are the basis of our Emunah. So the Gemara said, that's why you have to repeat the Halach. If you want to have a simon for Kabbalah's HaTorah, darf man have a song, thinking, Ha Sinai, Musabit Ha Carmel, Ha Tovoy, Ha Horim, yeah, very nice that they wanted to have the Torah. But the Meister Torah was not given on Carmel, and was not given at Ha Tovoy. Chazal say they were rewarded for what they did, because HaKamu was with Elio Anobi, and HaTovah, this is the story of Sisro. So, they got over Kabbalah Satir, what's going to do with the Horim Tafahum? Something should be said in the Hallel about HaSinai. And I just want to share with you one part, and with this I'll conclude. The Iker by Kabbalah Satir is not so much how much you learned, what you learned, it's that Shuka, that Rotsen, to want to become a Venterer. If a person has a Shuka, and he has a Rotsen, and he has a Sheifa, I want to grow in Torah, the rest will come by itself. The Rebbein Shemel gave him Siat Tishmai, you'll be able to do it. Those two mountains, Har Carmel and Har Tabor, maybe they didn't have the Torah, but they had a characteristic which is so essential for Kabbalah Satorah. That rotzen, that longing, that I should be a ben Torah. And if a person has that longing, this is the yisod of Kabbalah Satorah. May my bracha to all of you is that mit shem out par Kabbalah Satorah. The ik is not how much you're learning, whether you learned a lot, whether you learned a little. The ik is al toden, that rotzen, that sheipa, that longing, I want to be a better ben Torah than I was in the past. So mit ha-kezoicha zayn b'schus ha-Torah, so mezoicha zayn im Yitz Hashem, v'zol om v'ali Yeshuas v'nechomas, om v'zol zayn b'korav, binyan Yerushalayim, don't have to say zeichel amigdash kehilel, or the zeichel amigdash, but we should have that, because the binyan beis amigdash, and Moshiach, Tzidkenu, Amen.